We're holding Daf Samech Yom Ralph on top. Just to finish the Maisa, the way Mordechai interpreted the Shal about what the Nosha meant when they said it three different Lashonos of Zovo Yemosi. The Nosha says it's so now on top. Vahainu the Tanan, this is how we learned in the Mishnah Shkolim that says, Tezchiyom al HaKinim. When they had the Kinim in the special Pushkas like that they used to put the money in the Beis HaMikdash, that they would have them in the Deva to bring Kanim, to bring the birds from. So on top of this Pushka, on top of this Kinim, it was written, Pesachia, means opening. What does it mean, Pesachia? The Gemara says, no, Mordechai. It goes upon Mordechai, the mice we just had.
And lo manikra shmoi Pesachia. Why was the name called Pesachia? She Pesach Devorim, who was able to interpret words. V'darshim v'yadei v'shivaloshim, who was able to darshim what people mean. And he knew 70 Lashonos. At the last mice on the Gemara, he interpreted what those three Lashon meant.
So more ask the question, Kula Sanhedrin Ami Yodei Shivim Lashon.
What's so special about Mordechai? All the 70, all the people in Sanhedrin Agadolo knew 70 languages.
The Amar Rabbi Yechanan says,
Ein Moishivim Sanhedrin, you cannot put someone into the Sanhedrin Agadolo, Ela Bali Chochma, a smart person, Bali Mara, a person that looks nice, Bali Koyma, a tall person, Bali Zikna, an older person, Bali Kshofim, somebody who knows how to act against Kshofim about witchcraft. You have to be afraid maybe one of the people there will do Kishuf and try and burn you. So you have to know how to protect yourself. And also, V'yoidim Shivim Loshin, you have to know how to speak 70 languages. Why? Because Aloch Riz, Shloi Tei Sanhedrin Shemas, V'piya Togman. Because the Sanhedrin, they have to hear the tainis from the Balad Vron himself. They cannot hear from an interpreter. So let's say you have somebody speaking Greek or somebody speaking Spanish. So you have to be able to understand them. So therefore, you have to know all 70 languages. So Mordechai says the chiddush of Mordechai was Ella to have a bayul lishne b'dorish. He was able to mix up the languages and darshan it. Like we have before, as she says, Kagoyin ayin seicher beginas srifim. He was able to darshan what the different languages put them together. And behind this says that's what it says. But Mordechai balshan. It's called him balshan means he knew how to speak the different languages and even mixed them up. He understood them very well. Again, so it sounds like bilshan. As if to say, like he knew how to interpret it, even to mix up languages. Now the Mishnah says, "Ketzad heinoisin." How exactly did they do? Were the oisik by the mitzvahs of the korban haimer, the minchas haimer? So it says that shluchei bezdin yoitzin near of yomtiv. The shliach of bezdin, you shluchim, used to go out from bezdin even before Pesach, on erev Pesach. The yoitzin oisa krichos to mechub lekarka. They would find the exact barley that they plan to cut down on Moitzoy Yom Tif. And right now, in Erev Yom Tif, they would tie it together and make bundles out of it, like, Fiyos Nesen Krichas, they would make bundles, the Mechub Lekarka, when the barley is still attached to the ground. In other words, it'll be easy on Moitzoy Yom Tif to cut it down. Kedesh Yenech Liktzor, in order that it should be easy to cut down the barley on Moitzoy Yom Tif. Now, Kol HaYoris HaSmuchas L'Sham, all the cities that were near this place that they used to cut down the barley, Mitzchan Sais L'Sham, they would all gather together there on Mitzvah Yom Tov of Pesach, the first day. Mitzvah, the first day of Pesach, everybody would come together to watch the way they're doing the mitzvah of Ktzir HaSeimer. Kedei Shei Nikta B'Yeshta Godol, that there should be a lot of people there, the Kerom, of Pirsum Rav, B'Shasta cutting down the Yomer. Now, Kivan Shech Shecha, as soon as it becomes evening, soon it becomes the night of the 16th day of Nisan. Is Omelahem, they would say, is Kol Echod, for the people that are cutting down. They would tell to ask the people, they would ask the people in the city, like, Bo HaShemesh, means did the sun go down yet? In other words, is it time to cut the Oyma yet? Oymahin, they would say yes. Again, they would ask, Bo HaShemesh, did the sun go down? Omahin, they said yes. Then they said, Magalzu. Then the people that were going to cut asked the people in the city, like, should I use this knife? Amrim Hin, they said yes. Magul Zu, should I use this knife? Amrim Hin, they said yes. Kupa Zu, should we use this basket to put the barley in? Amrim Hin, they said yes. Again, they asked the same question. We'll soon see, they asked the question three times, we'll soon see why. Kupa Zu, should I use this basket? Amrim Hin, they said yes. The Shabbos, let's say the second day of Pesach came out on Shabbos. Amrim Lehem, Shabbos Zu. is like today Shabbos is now the right time to make the Ksira Seymer, is Leiman Hain, they would say yes. Shabbos Zu again is today, is this Shabbos, is this the right time to cut Seymer? Leiman Hain, they would say yes. Extra, then they would ask, should we cut down now? Then Leiman Loi Kitzor, and the people in the city would say yes. Extra, again, the people they were about to cut down before they cut down the barley, they would ask the people from the Ayoris, should we cut it down? Then Leiman Loi, they would answer back, Kitzor, yes. Now, Shalisha Pomin, I'll call Dover the Dover. Every question they would ask three times. Then Amram Lane, they would answer back, Hain, Hain, Hain. They would answer back three times, yes, yes, yes. Now the question is, Kol Kach Lama, how come that he asked the question three times with three answers, and how come everybody had to come here? How come it was done with such a big Asa Godol, this Ksira Seymer? And the answer is, the Mishnah says, Mepnei Habay Soysim. These were people that were kafir in Torah Shabbat Peh. The only one after Torah Shabbat, and they held that Ein Ksiras Haimah b'Moitzoy Yomtiv, that this is not the right time to make the Ksiras Haimah. They held you have to do it on a Sunday, Machras HaShabbos, like we'll see in the Gemara. So therefore, to prove to them that they were wrong, the Chama made this done, the Eisa Godel, everybody should know that it's not done the first real Moitzoy Shabbat, the first Sunday, but rather it's brought Moitzoy Yomtiv. Whichever day Yontif comes out, the first day of Pesach, that Moitzoy, the second day of Pesach, that's the day to bring the Omer. Therefore, they did a B'Esa Godel to teach everybody that the Vaisusim were wrong. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanim, we learn like this. Elin Yoimi, these are the days, this part of Megillus Tainus, these are the days that the Lailas Hanor Bohoin, with Rabbanim, not a lot of fast on these days, or Mitzosa in some of these days, the Lola Misbet Boin, you're not even allowed to give Hespedim. If someone is Nifta, you're not allowed to give Hespedim during these days. In other words, these days of Yemi de Simcha. Now, Meresh Yarcha de Nisan from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Atimne Bey, until the eighth day of Nisan, is like Yom Tiv, is like days of Simcha. Why? Because they took him to Midah. These were the days that the Chomim won over the Baisusim, like, to darshan and to know clearly what is the loch of the korban atomit, like we'll soon see. They put the korban atomit to mishpote the way you're supposed to bring it. And therefore, the loyla mispa, these days, no one says paidim. But the mitim nibay, from the eighth day of Nisan, at Seif Miado, until the end of Pesach, isusiv chogda de shvua. They put a yomtiv about the yomtiv, about the inyan of shvuas, means how to count the Sriya Seima. There was also a shayla, how to count the Sriya Seima. When do you start counting? And they made it clear when you start counting. So these days was Lola Mispoit. I said of the Gurus to Lola Sanua, that you can't fast, and that's why Rashi's Gurus means Avon Mispoit, Rashi says, Shari. But to give us paid them, you are allowed to. Lehevi Simchi Yisera, Bishalat Teres, Kibishal Tamid. That wasn't such a great Simcha when they won over the Parsha, but went to count Shavuos, went to count the Yomer, as if the winning of the Korban HaTamid. Mishum diyatzeres lohoyishum rado divrei baisusim. Over there, the baisusim didn't have a clear right to themselves. But by Tamidim, they had a right, like we'll soon see. So therefore, when the Chum went over the baisusim by the Tamid, that was the biggest Simcha. So those days are even also to say Aspedim also. Now the Gemara explains. May Reish Yarchad Nisan from Meshkodesh Nisan, Viyakim Nibay, until the eighth day of Nisan, he took him to Midah. That was when they won over the Aloch is about a Korban HaTamid. Therefore, the Lele Mispert, you're not even allowed to say Hespedim during these first 8 days. Why? What was the Shailah? Shoy Tzadukim Reim, the Tzadukim, most of the people did not darshan Torah Shabbat Peh, the only help from Torah Shabbat Ksav, they used to say, Yochid Misnadiv Umevi Tamid, that even a Yochid, every single person could bring a Korban HaTamid if they want. Why? My Dorsh, what did they make the Joshua? The Pasuk says, Es hakeves rechad tasa baboika, v'es hakeves hasheni tasa ben habayim. Mash maloshin yochid tasa, you could do that a yochid could bring a korban atomid in the morning, and he could bring a tomid in the afternoon. But it's not considered a korban atziva. It's not one, but whoever wants to could bring it. That's what Tzadukim used to say. Now, Maya Hadru, how did the Chumim win over them? Because the Pasuk says, "As korboni lachmi lishai is tishmru." You should watch it. Rashi says, Tishmu means Loshin Rabim. that means she yakuvim boyim mitruma salishcha, that the money should come from the truma salishcha, because the korban atomin is considered a korban tzibur. Therefore, the money comes from the tzibur. So that's how the chomim won over the tzedukim, and that was a yomtiv then, yimei simcha. Now mitimna bay viyad esayf muada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, a sus of chag of the shvuy. They made like a yom simcha a chag, that they won over the parsha about shvuas, about counting the svira saima. So then these days l'al misvad, or else the gish should be l'al lesanu, you cannot fast on these days. Over the shalom over here, shehoyu by susim, and the batsusim used to say, atzeres achara shabbos, that shvuas has to come out on Sunday. It has to come out after Shabbos. That's when shvuas always comes out. But we'll soon see, because nikudim they hold, you first bring the omer on the first Sunday of Pesach. So therefore, Shavuos is 7 weeks later, it always comes out on Sunday. That's what they used to hold. So the Gemara says that what happened was that Nitzvah Lehem of Yechonah Metzach, got into the machlokes, got into the argument. He started to talk to them. And the Yomlem, he said to the Baisusim, Shoitim, fools, Minayin Lachem, how do you know to say such a foolish thing, that Shavuos always comes out on a Sunday? In other words, that the Omer, the Mincha Seim, is first brought on Sunday. Nobody was able to answer him. Chutz mizok nechad, one older person. Shoyim mefat feit kenegda. Like he started to start talking, blabbling. He didn't have what to say too much. And he said like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael hoye. Moshe Rabbeinu used to love Klal Yisrael. V'yodei, and he knows shatzeres yom echadu, that Shavuos is only one day. Therefore, Omad Moshe Rabbeinu got up v'tiknu, and he was misakin acha Shabbos, that Shavuos should always come out on Sunday. Kedei she Yisrael misangin shnei yomim, that Klal Yisrael should always have like 2 days in a row a yom chag, like there'll be Shabbos, and then there'll be a Shavuos. So korolov mikrozeh, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh, I called upon him this pasuk and said, the pasuk says, echad osa yom mechorav derech haseir. It took 11 days to travel from Chorav to Haseir.